The legend goes that her performance in a stage production of The Diary of Anne Frank was so underwhelming that when the Nazis barge in at the end of the play and demand, "Where is she? Where is Anne Frank?" an audience member shouted, "She's in the attic!" But Zadora was never in a stage version of Anne Frank. The story was applied to each fresh female actor who had somehow brought the public's withering gaze upon her head. It's a joke, really, a combination of gossip and joke, with a scorned and discounted woman providing the punchline. And yet, for all that, it's funny. An audience member turning you in. It's the worst possible review, and the best example of the term, often said with a shrug, by comedians consoling or warning one another about a difficult gig. Tough crowd. There was certainly no shortage of people shouting, "He's in the attic!" I was astonished at the pain of each fresh betrayal. I couldn't seem to get used to the experience. When the internet turns on you, as it had the moment I entered into the debate around women's rights, it isn't pretty, but I thought I had a couple of advantages. I had an audience that I had already won over by co-writing some well-loved sitcoms, Father Ted being by far the most famous, but also The IT Crowd, Black Books and Count Arthur Strong. And more importantly, I had smart, compassionate, progressive friends within the industry who would soon be swooping in to add their voices to mine. Unfortunately, the fight against gender ideology wasn't funny.